G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
Jesus' mission was to be the Saviour of the world as God's Son and the servant of the Lord. His mission was to give a message of hope for the spiritually poor and the spiritually oppressed people. Not only people in his hometown, nor in his country of Israel, but rather for the whole world. And people, when confronted by Jesus, have two choices. They can either accept him or reject him. There is no other option. But what of his identity? In Mark chapter 8, verse 27 to 33, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And this section of the Bible contains the verse when Peter calls Jesus the Christ, or the Saviour, or the Messiah, Mark chapter 8, verse 29. And this divulges Jesus' true identity. In the preceding few verses, Jesus and the disciples were in Bethsaida, and there is the incident where Jesus healed the blind man. When the man is healed, Jesus instructs him not to tell anybody. Why did Jesus stipulate that? Because Jesus didn't want to be seen as only a healer and miracle worker. Now we come back to that climactic part of the Gospels when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" Well, firstly, some say John the Baptist. Jesus and John had been seen together in public and they were different in personality and ministry. John came in the spirit and power of Elijah in a ministry of judgment, where Jesus came in the spirit of meekness and service. John performed no miracles, but Jesus was a miracle worker. John even dressed like the prophet Elijah. So certainly Jesus couldn't have been John the Baptist. And others say Jeremiah, Matthew chapter 16. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet and Jesus was the man of sorrows. Jeremiah called the people to true repentance from the heart, and so did Jesus. Both men were misunderstood and rejected by their people. Both men condemned the false religious leaders and the hypocritical worship in the temple. And those in authority persecuted both men. In both his works and his words, Jesus gave evidence to the people that he was the Son of God, the Messiah. And yet they just did not get the message. They were blind. The disciples had much to learn about him and what it meant to follow him. The Jews, as you can see on Palm Sunday, were expecting a victorious Messiah. But they had forgotten that the Messiah must also suffer and die. The Jewish people thought that the Messiah would set up an earthly political kingdom, but Jesus came to set up a spiritual kingdom that would last forever. And what was the purpose of the Messiah? Jesus' mission was to be the servant of the Lord, and therefore the Saviour of the world as God's Son. His purpose as the Messiah was neither that he'd be served, or that he would lead a political overthrow of the Roman government, as some had hoped. Rather, the purpose of Jesus as the Messiah was to be God's servant and give a message of hope for the spiritually poor and spiritually oppressed people. And follow who Jesus is. When Jesus rebuked Peter, he was also telling off the other disciples. Remember that they did not yet understand the relationship between suffering and glory. By the time Peter had written his epistle, he did. 1 Peter 1, 6 to 8, 1 Peter 4, verse 13 to 5, chapter verse 10. Some Jewish leaders at the time taught that there were two messiahs, one to suffer and one who would reign. And there is a price to pay for being true followers of Jesus Christ. We are to surrender completely to him, identify with him in his suffering and death, follow him obediently wherever he leads. And what is the reward for the true disciple of Jesus? Satan promises glory now, but in the end suffering comes. God promises suffering now, but the suffering soon turns to glory. spiritually at this time. The disciples were still blind to who Jesus was, just as the man who was physically blind in Bethsaida. Our confession of Jesus is a matter of life and death. Confession of Jesus as Lord is necessary for salvation when that confession comes from the heart. Those who would call themselves Christians are called to follow Jesus, to take up their cross, and this could mean nothing less than being ready to suffer and die for the sake of Jesus Christ. If we're ashamed of him on earth, he will be ashamed of us when the end of the world has come, when he comes again. He will reward those deserving the reward and will deny those who deny him. So, finally, who do you say this Jesus is? And what have you done with this Jesus? Have you accepted him and called him Lord, or have you just rejected him?
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later. Dave Roberts.